This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next story could go right in that overlapping part of a Venn diagram of old-school fast food chains and fancy high-tech Silicon Valley food companies. White Castle, the burger chain best known probably in the Midwest, announced today it's going to start selling a slightly different kind of burger. Traditional White Castle sliders by all appearances, but made with the plant-based meat-like substance from Impossible Foods. It looks and tastes like ground beef. It even bleeds, kind of, but real meat it is not. So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, White Castle CEO Lisa Ingram, the fourth generation of her family to run that company. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
There are probably no small number of people listening to this program without casting aspersions on your company who don't know what White Castle is.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. I apologize in advance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so White Castle was founded in 1921 by my great grandfather, and we are the original slider. So when you hear the term slider, White Castle was the very first in 1921, and we have evolved over those years to be a company that continues to sell great 2x2-inch hamburgers, but also sells a wide variety of other products, including an amazing breakfast sandwich, a really savory grilled chicken, a wonderful veggie slider, and lots of other products that I could spend a lot of time talking about.
Let me ask you a question about innovation in the fast food space, specifically hamburgers and what it is that you guys do. Tell me about the Impossible Burger, how it came to pass. First of all, tell folks what it is. Remind folks what it is.
So the Impossible Slider is a plant-based product that looks and tastes very, very similar to beef. And we were really excited to be able to partner with Impossible Foods to be the first chain restaurant to launch this product. And we're really excited about being able to offer that to our customers to offer even more variety.
Did you all cook some up in the test kitchen downstairs? And who got the final say? It must have been you, right?
Actually, I have a very, very smart team, and they had the final say, but I certainly agreed with the direction of putting this into test. And it's in 140 stores now, but it soon could be across all of our restaurants, so we're excited about it.
400-ish, right?
Yes, we have almost 400 locations throughout the Midwest and the East Coast.
When you were thinking about, I guess, expanding the menu, right? Because that's what it's doing, and it's no small thing for a restaurant company to do. Why did you say to yourselves, or what was the process by which you said, you know what, we need a plant-based option on this menu?
It really starts by listening to our customers, as we try to do with all of our innovations. So we have a lot of customers that have grown up on White Castle and that love White Castle and continue to love White Castle. We also have some customers that grew up on White Castle but have decided to be vegetarians. And so they would still come back to White Castle and they would ask if they could have what we called a cheese slider, where we would put a slice of cheese, some of the onions from our grill, and serve that. That evolved into us saying, you know what, maybe we should offer a veggie slider. This was a natural evolution for us when we found out that Impossible Foods was creating a plant-based product that looked and tastes like beef, both for the people that like meat and for the people that are choosing to have a vegetarian diet.
When you look at McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and all the rest, do you think of them as competition, or are they just like an annoyance for you and you're steadfast in your, you know, we were here first and we're doing it right?
Well, you know, we really focus on our business model and what things make us unique. So we are, we're privately held. We are company owned, which is different than many other players in the fast food industry. And we really think that's important. We want to be able to have the direct interaction with our customers and with our team members.
Do I have it right that everybody on the executive team at White Castle started making fries and burgers, basically?
not everybody, but one of the stats that I'm really proud of is we have 450 restaurant leadership positions. So all the way from a general manager that runs one store all the way up to the gentleman that reports directly to me, there's 450 of those positions. And 442 of those people in those positions started behind the counter and worked their way up. People come to White Castle and they think that they may only work for 3 months and they end up working for 3 years or maybe even 30 or 40 years.
How often you eat at White Castle?
I probably eat there about once a week. I had a double cheeseburger yesterday, and that's always my favorite go-to.
Lisa Ingram, she's the CEO of White Castle. Lisa, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Kai. I appreciate it.
There is more from my conversation with Lisa Ingram talking about running White Castle. Also, why their sliders are only 2 inches by 2 inches. It's on the latest episode of our Corner Office podcast.